Hi. I'm going to read this too, by the way, so that way I will try not to cry. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovered. Oh my gosh, my name's Nicole. Oh, sorry. Hi, my name's, this is why I got to read it. Hi, my name is Nicole. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and anger. Before recovery in Christ, my anger and desire for control bled into my marriage. My pride kept me from seeing my own failures within it as a wife and friend. I said I was forgiving, but what that really meant was telling him I forgave him, but stewing on the hurt it caused. I didn't understand why it was so difficult for others to follow the rules and do the right thing. I cried out to God to change my circumstances and help me to love more, but to change others. The first 9 months of our marriage, we were loving it, and the honeymoon stage was alive and well. We were trying to navigate bringing two lives together and fully enjoying it. But soon, my need for control. I made the mistake of looking at my husband. But soon my need for control looked like telling Chris what I needed from him, what he wasn't doing, and how he could do better at checking all the boxes. When I felt that those things weren't happening, my anger would flare up. Instead of choosing to overlook the offense, I was keeping a tally of everything he did or didn't do. I say anger, but it looked more like fits of rage. I would scream to be heard, throw things to show how frustrated and serious something was. It got to the point where we wouldn't really talk. We became roommates. We had short answers with each other. I deeply loved him, but this isn't what I had signed up for. I kept asking God, why is this so hard? I focused more on asking God to change others than myself. I tried to read books to help with being newly married and trying to learn how to respect my husband. It didn't matter how many people I asked, but no one seemed to have the secret formula to do this. This plus this and that equals respecting your husband. For me, that was incredibly frustrating. I loved Jesus, and I knew that God loved me. I desired for people to be rescued and to know that God loved them so much he sent his son Jesus to die for them. I love a clear plan, checklists, and rules to keep me in line. Region seemed like the perfect place, a 12-step program. The first night, I was nervous, hurt, and angry that God wasn't changing Chris. I was also excited, but it wasn't that I was excited for my own growth as much as I was excited at the thought that there was a place Chris could get better. I wanted a place that would tell us what to do because I wasn't being hurt anymore, a place where he could work on his issues that were making our marriage so difficult. I would come in my pride to be a supportive wife, and because I knew God worked through this ministry and wanted to see how God could change him and me, even though I didn't see my anger or control as a problem, because it was really just a result of all the things my husband wasn't doing. How could I not respond with anger and control when he wasn't doing what I wanted? I knew my life was out of control, and I knew that God promised freedom. John 18:31-36 reads, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?' Jesus answered them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.' I had the head knowledge of being free. I knew that I was sinful and nothing I could do on my own would get me into heaven. I knew I needed a savior, and God loved me enough to send his son Jesus to be the perfect sacrifice for my sin so that I could have everlasting life. But I still wondered why I felt I was in so much bondage. Looking back, I now see that I was practicing my sin. My control got worse as I continued to give into it. My fits of rage became more often, and my pride welled with judgment because no one else could read their Bible enough, have a quiet time, go to church, serve every Sunday, and love others like I was. It was in Groundwork where I was challenged to be sober from one of my issues for 24 hours. I chose control. I thought, well, that shouldn't be that hard. It's only one day, and I'm asleep for 8 of it. And of 9 of it, I'm at work and away from him. That only leaves about 7 hours where I'll really have to try to not be controlling. Piece of cake. I prayed James 1:19-20. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. It wasn't easy. It was one of the hardest 24 hours of my life, and it showed me how deeply rooted control was. My first response was almost always, but can't we do it this way? Or why did you do it like that? The two steps that impacted me the most were step 5, confession, and step 8, forgiveness. The power that confession had was amazing, and it still is. Psalms 32, 3-5 says, when I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Being able to tell others about the darkness of my heart, the sin that entangled me, and to still be loved was a beautiful picture of how much God loves me in spite of my ugliness. And that led me to see the complete forgiveness he offers me. I now know that God is big enough to handle my hurt, cares deeply, and sees it. My relationship looks vastly different in all my relationships. Forgiving others is something I'm excited to do because I see daily how much God has forgiven me. I still struggle with anger, control, and pride, but it looks different. My fits of rage are becoming fewer and fewer, and rather than being days or weeks apart, they're months and months apart, which is because God showed me the importance of keeping short accounts and fully owning my part of conflict. God has replaced my anger with joy. My relationship with my husband is better than our honeymoon phase 4 years ago, and it's because God reminds us that it's about serving him, serving each other, and not our selfish desires. God now rules over each part of my life, from marriage to work, money, friendships, and family. After finishing all the steps, I can say and see that it is well worth it. It is long. It is challenging. And there were some nights I didn't want to come, even as a leader. Tonight marks 2 years since I stepped through the door of regeneration, actually. The last year, I have been co-leading a group with an amazing of amazing women that have taught me more about transparency, encouragement, compassion, and care. These women not only demonstrate this to me, but to each other. God has changed each one of their hearts, and seeing it each week is a constant and consistent encouragement to me of why the building isn't the church and that they are. Recently, I wrote in my journal and thought I would share with y'all, looking back on this last year, I wouldn't change anything. You are a God of purpose. You make all things new. I'm so thankful for the trials and the hardships because through those, I am reminded that I can't do it on my own, but that you can work through a willing heart. Being here is worth it. Keep pushing through. God loves you deeply. You are his. My name is Nicole. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride, control, and anger. I am thankful to give God all the praise for rescuing me so that his greatest story of rescue for each person could be heard.